You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're starting the show talking about straws. Yes, drinking straws. Who would have thought they could be so controversial? We sent KALW's Alice Wolfley to try them all out and ask why single out straws when there are many larger environmental problems to solve.
I'm on the hunt for the perfect straw. I want to find out which straws suck and which ones fail to suck.
Well, I hope you're thirsty, Michael, because we're going to be drinking a lot of drinks this evening.
I bring along my friend Michael Swingin. We start at Prize Fighter, a trendy bar in Emeryville with signature cocktails.
Trying to figure it out, if I'm cool enough to be in here.
What do you think? What do you think you're going to get?
Gin and tonics have straws, right?
Our drinks arrive with straws made out of wheat.
It's literally made out of straw.
It's a straw?
Yeah, I kept thinking it was people were saying it's plant-based, but no, it's literally a piece of straw. Definitely a different texture than the plastic.
The wheat straws look cool, but after only a few sips...
It's already broken. I wasn't even trying to be aggressive with it. It doesn't even work.
Before I finish my drink...
Hear that sound? That's like air.
Yeah, well, you got a crack too.
Yeah, yep. No, I've not finished my drink, and the straw is no longer sucking.
The straw laws are a lot like the plastic bag ban. They started at the city level. 5 Bay Area cities passed straw laws, followed soon after by the state law. It says businesses that serve drinks are only allowed to hand out plastic straws on request or make them available in a self-service area. If you need a plastic straw because of a disability, you can still get one. The law doesn't apply to fast food or takeout places. A lot of places now give out paper straws, and if you've used one, you know they're pretty disappointing.
It's very soggy and kind of unpleasant.
Can it still convey liquid from the glass into your mouth?
Let's find out. Yeah, it still does its job, but it's just not very attractive.
After a few drinks, we need food. So we go to Saul's Deli in North Berkeley.
I'm getting like 1940s vibes. It's like black and white checkered tile. The old school ketchup bottles where it's like the ketchup bottles are glass, you know what I mean?
The straws here are metal. Peter Levitt is the manager at Saul's. He got rid of plastic foodware years ago after seeing a viral video of a plastic straw being pulled out of the nose of a sea turtle. The video is thought to be the genesis of the anti-straw movement.
I've never forgotten it. The image remains in me. And just the image of the ocean waters in the middle of nowhere just looking like plastic dumps. And we just kept asking ourselves, is there another way we can do our work? Another way we can put a straw in front of people that wouldn't have the ramifications of a plastic straw?
But straws are only a small fraction of the plastic we throw away. Starbucks and McDonald's are voluntarily phasing out plastic straws, but what about all the other plastic they use? A lot of people across the political spectrum are questioning these laws, like Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
Drinking straws are an irrelevant part of America's very real garbage epidemic.
Even Elizabeth Warren agrees with him.
They want to be able to stir up a lot of controversy around your light bulbs, around your straws, and around your cheeseburgers. When 70% of the pollution, of the carbon that we're throwing into the air, comes from 3 industries.
So are these laws just here to make us feel better? Peter Levitt doesn't think so.
The fact is, if it doesn't get lost or stolen or dropped in the garbage, it can literally have thousands of reuses. If you count the number of iced teas and Cokes and sodas we serve, that's literally a few 100,000 plastic straws a year that we didn't generate.
The metal straws at Saul's also work really well.
I like how the straw conducts the coldness. Like the straw gets cold.
I get the liquid in my mouth. It's just like, you know, it does what it's supposed to do.
We leave Saul's and set our sights on San Francisco, where 1 million straws are used every day. The law here is stricter than the state law. Most plastic foodware will have to be compostable by 2020. We go to E.T., a pint-sized boba place in Chinatown. Michael's overwhelmed by the countless fruit and tea flavors.
I've never had boba before. Whichever one you recommend.
An extensive survey of straw varieties wouldn't be complete without boba. because you need an extra thick straw to suck the chewy tapioca balls from the bottom of the cup. These straws are paper.
They're like a blow dart or something. It's like you could hunt like small birds with these things.
Alice Poon, the owner of ET, says paper straws cost 3 times more than plastic. She also gets a lot of complaints about them.
Yeah, 70% people complain.
Despite the added cost, she didn't raise prices. And even after all the complaints, she says she supports further restrictions on plastic.
If good for the environment, I very, very support it.
The paper boba straws worked well, but in the end, the verdict was unanimous.
Metal straws get my vote for the highest rate of success.
Metal straws get my vote too, for sure.
And what about straw laws? Are they useful or just a distraction? Eliminating plastic bags or straws won't drastically reduce the amount of plastic that end up in landfills. But maybe these laws are small victories that will create cultural awareness. They might pave the way for action that can make a difference. In San Francisco, I'm Alice Wolfley for Cross Currents.
Alice Wolfley reported that story as part of our summer journalism training program.